you know, they have all these documentaries that are coming out. I remember I saw one last weekend about The Price is Right, the guy that cheated The Price is Right. Did you see this?
I did not see it.
He memorized all the prices by watching the episodes every day. So whenever he went on, he could get exactly to the dollar what things cost.
That's pretty astounding.
You know, but they came out with this new documentary, which I find incredibly disturbing. And it's about Barney. Listen to the trailer.
This is Barney, and this is what he sounded like.
Barney stands for inclusion, acceptance.
People couldn't accept that this was just a show, and so let the bashing begin.
Did you know that Barney used to get death threats? And it became like a whole thing where there was so much hate about Barney that he needed security around the clock.
You know, I mean, there's something about me as a teenager or somebody in my 20s that would want to tackle somebody that was in a dinosaur costume.
Why?
I love dinosaurs, man. And I feel like, you know what? If you got the upper hand on them in a wrestling match, maybe you could win. And everybody wants to know whether or not they have that within themselves.
You know, I came.
But now that I'm grown, I wouldn't do that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that
I'll
you clarified
that. Right.
Like, if I, now as a grown adult, I won't attack a poor child's dinosaur loving figure. You know, I was thinking about it. It's like, it's just one of those things that it should be lovable. It should be likable, but everybody loves to hate it. Mm. And there's never really a reason. Like, why would you hate Barney? There's no reason to hate Barney.
Well, I think the simplest reason is the real reason, is that people don't like success. Barney became a thing. It was huge. And this is before things would go viral, you know, the way that they do now today, where it's just spread across media. This was like, you heard about it because your little sister, your daughter, your neighbor, somebody was watching it, and they were watching it all day, and they were walking around singing it. And it's the same thing when something gets too big, even if you loved it before nobody knew its name, when it gets to be too big after time, you'll hate on it.
I have to tell you something, and I've never said it out loud.
Okay.
And I feel guilty and sad about it. Okay. I was, as you know, one of the biggest New Kids on the Block fans of all time.
Yes.
But remember, there got to a point where it was no longer cool to love NKOTB.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I bought a shirt, and it said New Kids Under the Block.
Oh,
and
my.
It was a giant block with their feet sticking out from underneath.
And
now I feel sad that I wore that shirt because I loved New Kids.
You met
Donnie.
Donnie Wahlberg. I mean, he picked you up in the air.
I know, but that was when I was an adult. Then it was cool to love New Kids on the Block again.
Yeah, but you didn't tell him about your shirt you had.
I've never said it out loud until now.
It's terrible.
I know. There's just things that at some point you just got to get it off your chest that you hated it. And there was no reason why you hated it. I loved it. They brought me so much joy.
Yeah, but you flipped on it.
Yeah.
It was the popular thing to flip on it then. Think about Justin Bieber, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just an easy target. The Kardashians. I get it. You feel like they haven't earned anything. Over all this time, I'm pretty sure they've proven you wrong.
Pumpkin spice. Everybody loves pumpkin spice until you don't like pumpkin spice, and then you roll your eyes. Oh, more pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice is delicious.
Baby Shark was number one on the Billboard charts.
Yes.
And think about what happens now when it comes on,
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. Do you know my daughter, my three-year-old, is still obsessed with Baby Shark, and they have all different Baby Sharks. It's like these game show things on YouTube.
Sure.
It's all I watch all day long, and she demands watching it on my phone. I understand why people hate Baby Shark.
Come, little children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment.
Why is it trending? Why are we playing that creepy, creepy music? Because as soon as Saturday hit and it was officially October, everything that's trending switched to October, Halloween, and Hocus Pocus 2. That's all you saw all weekend long. And it was super great. It's everything I wanted.
I know you were here for it.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so here for it. You know, I'm really into Halloween, but I'm also very into things have to go in order. So as soon as October 1 hits, now I can flip the switch and now we can do it. And by what everything was trending, it looks like everybody was on the same page. Hocus Pocus 2 came out, and that's what millions of people watched this weekend.
Your children! Yes, Salem, we're back!
I was so excited to watch it Saturday night. I had my whole night planned around it.
Mm-hmm.
First 10 minutes, I fall asleep. My daughter Hayden was like, Mom, wake up! I can't do it. It's 9 o'clock. I can't stay up.
So wait a minute. Did you actually make it through the movie this weekend at some point?
Yes. I shouldn't say this out loud, but I skipped going to a very important place on Sunday morning so I could watch Hocus Pocus 2. How terrible is that? But I did. I was like, I can't be the only one that doesn't watch it this weekend. I was so excited for so many years. Mm-hmm. It's 30 years in the making, this sequel. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy and Jimmy were all back to reprise their roles as the Sanderson sisters. Hannah Waddingham made her debut in there, too, as Mother Witch.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Oh, from Ted Lasso. She won all the awards.
Okay.
Yeah. Her part was short, but it was important.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my theories on why it was short. And all I have to say is if you watched Hocus Pocus, but you didn't stay for after the credits at the end, stay for after the credits at the end. Because you'll get excited, and I think it'll all become a little bit more clear.
Okay.
So let's leave it at that.
Okay.
All right.
I think I can divulge where it's going after that. Okay.
Yeah.
But overall, you thought the movie was good?
You know, people were trashing it, and it was upsetting me because, remember, it was a cult classic. It wasn't one of those masterpieces like that was originally made and like won all these awards. It took years for that to become like such a cult classic movie. People bashed it back then. And when you watch it, you have to have that nostalgia about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. It was light. The chemistry was there. It's bringing in a whole new group of young witches. It was very Disney. I loved everything about it. There was a 15-minute ad for Walgreens in the middle, which seemed a little odd. But
it does seem odd.
But it was. But
what?
I was into it.
A 15-minute. Okay.
Yeah. But also hand in hand with Hocus Pocus 2 and Halloween trending was also Halloween costumes.
Sure.
Sanderson sisters, top of the list, the witches for Halloween costumes. But also Barbie and Ken were trending.
Mm.
Elvis, because the Elvis movie, obviously.
Sure.
Squid Game, which I thought was interesting because, like, aren't we over that by now?
Yeah, I figured that was kind of last year.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear and dinosaurs. Dinosaurs is always on the list.
I feel like the costumes are a little bit lacking this year, right? I mean, maybe that's why they're looking back on Squid Games. Like, I feel like we're having a hard time in our house figuring out what it's going to be. I mean, we've won the costume contest a couple times at our local establishments here. And now, you know, my wife wants to keep that trend going. And I don't know, we're having a hard time putting ours together.
Well, I will say, Raven and I have decided what our Halloween costumes are going to be.
Mm.
And I started doing some research this weekend. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough, but I'm excited for it. Happy Halloween, we're here.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's all about mental health, and one of the things they always say is you want to get things off your chest. You want to be able to talk about it, and that's exactly what's happening right now. 1-800-330-9999. What is driving you crazy? You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Hey, Beatrix, what you got?
So I need to know about you. If you use the bathroom and you leave the water, like, splashed all around the sink and you don't wipe it up, so that the next person, especially in the public bathroom, comes by, and if you don't notice it, you end up getting the front of your pants wet. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gross regardless, whether you're at somebody's house or in a public place, like you said. Can't rest anything on the counter. Everything is just soiled everywhere.
And I'm short, so it's not even my pants that get wet. It's my shirt. So now I'm just drawing attention to, like, my belly area.
Good call.
I'm 5'1", so I understand what you're saying. Wipe up after yourself.
Melissa, that's all I need to know about you.
So if you're constantly looking over your neighbor's fence, like, that's really all I need to know about you. That's what my neighbors have been doing, and it's really creepy, and it makes me really uncomfortable. Like, I'm being watched all the time.
One of my neighbors has a window that looks directly into our backyard, like, on one side. Ooh. And we have a fence all the way around. And you know, on one side, we have, like, a raised privacy fence and enough trees in the way where they can't, you know, really see us or whatever, especially when we're at the pool. It's only really a focus when you're at the pool. But the other one looks right down on our pool, Anna. And you know what?
Yeah.
What?
I haven't been skinny dipping in 6 years.
Good. I mean, you shouldn't be. Okay.
It's my house.
It's
my house.
Let's not go down that road. Let's just not even start it. But speaking of fences, I have an all I need, too. If you build a fence that was destroyed in a storm and you pick a different fence to match it, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute.
So remember during that last storm, we had that big tree that came down on our property?
Yeah.
So it was a neighbor's tree. It kind of cuts our property, and it took down the fence, too. It's their fence.
Okay.
But it borders our back property. And they have not, for months, repaired it. They finally cut the tree down. I sent an email because the neighbor's dog keeps coming into our yard, and a couple times Dakota, my little one, my three-year-old, has been in the backyard.
That could be a problem.
Right. So they go to get it fixed, and I'm appreciative, but it doesn't match. They didn't pick the fence that matched. We have a white picket fence, and they picked a different fence. So now it's like half one kind of fence and the other half a different kind of fence. Isn't that crazy?
Wait a minute. So they replaced the broken part of their fence with yet another kind of fence.
Yes.
And it lines up to your picket fence. Now you have three kinds of fence there.
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I like went inside and I was all upset and I'm complaining to my husband, Paul, and he's all frustrated. He's like, you go tell them.
Right, because he can't really do anything about it.
Right. And then I was like, plant the trees. He's like, we just had all the trees cut down and now you want to plant the trees.
You're planting new trees.
Right. Yeah. I don't really know what to do in the situation. I'm not happy about it.
That is a terrible choice though, right? I mean, I understand they're renting the house to somebody else, but come on.
It's a white picket fence. Just pick the white pickets that match the white picket fence.
Right.
I shall endeavor to serve you with loyalty, respect, and love as I have throughout my life.
King Charles, man, he waited a long time to be king. Long time.
Sure.
But he's king now. And I was thinking about it.
Things could change.
Right. So, like, imagine he waited his whole life to be king. He knew that he was next in line. But imagine if you're Prince George. That's Prince William's son. So he's second in line to be king. And you know that your daddy's going to be king one day.
Sure.
And you know that you're going to be king one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the playground at school. And some kids start messing with you and giving you a hard time. What do you say? Well, reportedly, that's exactly what happened. And here's what went down.
Reportedly, the young prince allegedly confronted his peers and warned, "My dad will be king, so you better watch out."
Yeah, that's a good clapback when you think about it.
No. No, it's not. You can't ever say, "Do you know who I am?" And it doesn't even matter if you're going to be king. I mean, he sounds like a little... I mean, come on.
He's nine.
Give him a break. I mean, but you're supposed to be regal even then at 9 years old. I mean, just because he makes funny faces doesn't mean talking that way to your classmates is cute. It's not. That's going to get you smacked in the head sooner or later.
Well, not if you... But, you know, he said that. It made me wonder, like, does he realize that he's also going to be king? Like, I know he knows, like, he said it. His dad's going to be king. But does he realize... No, then me. Then mm-hmm. It's my turn.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? They hold the grip on it pretty long now, obviously, if they follow Elizabeth, right? It's going to be quite a while, but wow.
But I was thinking about it. It's like, he's just bragging about his daddy. He's just proud of the fact that his daddy's going to be king one day. And haven't we all been in that situation before where you're just so proud of your parents and you brag about your parents?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I call that just, you know, proud or, again, you're a child and, you know, you haven't expanded on that. But yeah, we all have something that we remember about our parents that they do strong. And you're like, well, my parent does this better than yours,
yeah.
You know, and his parent obviously is going to do king better than theirs because theirs will never be king.
Correct.
Right. So, you know, I get that. My father, he could not grill to save his life. He would time it. He would, you know, he would try and smell it. Look at the meat. It never was done properly, but I'll tell you one thing he could do. He could scrape the paint off a wood-sided house with a butter knife like nobody's business.
Wow.
I mean, it was absolutely amazing how he could do it. He once removed the dashboard on his Camaro because it had a squeak and then put it back in. I mean, who would do that? Why would anybody do that?
Yeah.
But he did it.
Yeah. Same about what I talk. I feel like I brag about my dad a lot. I'm proud of my dad. You know, like he's
not even going to be king.
No, he's not going to be king. Well, in my mind, he may be king one day. But, you know, he came from Italy as an immigrant. He came with very little education and he has successful restaurants, many of them. He's an incredible chef. Everybody knows my dad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whenever
kind of like the mayor of the area.
He is the mayor. When I say my maiden name, they're like, are you Dino's daughter?
Yeah.
And that's like, before I'm Anna Zapp, I'm Dino's daughter. And he did that with an eighth grade education, coming as an immigrant, opening some of the most popular restaurants in our area. And
certainly
I always
certainly something
brag.
To be proud of.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I don't know. I think it's nice to brag about your parents if you're proud of them and they accomplished something and you just want to tell people how great your mom and dad are.
Yeah, I mean, bragging about your parents is cool. Saying my dad's going to be king, you better watch out, is not cool. I'm going to take the other side on that one. It's not cool at all.
Prince William, well, actually, Prince George, his son, was bragging at school that his dad was going to be king one day, so everybody has to watch out. I mean, you got to give the 9-year old some credit.
I'm not giving him any credit for that. You sound like a little jerk. I'm sorry. You're 9 years old. You sound like a jerk. My dad's going to be king. Okay, Richie Rich.
All right. So, what do you want? But your parents, what do you want to brag about them? Like, what did they accomplish? We asked around the office.
My dad looks identical to Sylvester Stallone, and he's a bodybuilder.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something, right?
That's a conversation starter. Your dad's a bodybuilder.
Looks like Sylvester Stallone, huh? That's
right.
Interesting.
I mean, I would immediately be like, can you pull up a picture on your phone? I want to see. Do you have any of those bodybuilding pictures? Let's check it out. Then it gets a little bit creepy.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
My father could do anything in the lawn whatsoever or anything with the house. It was amazing. Whenever I see something fall apart, I feel like less a man because I know my dad can handle it.
My dad became a general contractor overnight. He just decided he was going to start flipping houses. He was like, you know what? I know enough people to do this. And he just did it. We flipped houses for like 10 years.
He's like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Robin, go ahead. Brag about your parents.
When my parents were married and they just started a family. My dad was very good at baseball and got a contract in the mail for playing for Pittsburgh. And he ripped it up and didn't tell my mom. We didn't find out until later because he said he had everything he wanted already.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a beautiful story. Could have ended with $1 million contract, but...
So after he passed away, finding out about it, I'm choked up right now talking about it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
All shivers. See?
Makes me proud.
Yeah. You should be proud. You should be proud.
It's quite something when somebody gives up something quite large for family, right?
Yeah.
Shows where their priorities are at.
All right. Producer Sean, go ahead. Brag about your parents.
Oof. You know what? I gotta brag about my mother. She was, when she was divorced from my father, she was raising me and my brother all by herself, working a full-time job and putting herself through school to get a better job, which she ended up getting. So I always brag about that because I'm like, especially, you know, as an adult now, I'm like, God, I was not a great kid. How did she deal with me growing up and doing all of that while being sane?
Rockstar status right there.
Yeah.
I had a friend, a similar situation. There was three kids in the house and she was like the neighborhood mom. We were always all over there. Single mom put herself through med school during all of that going on. I mean, and rose up from... you know, poverty to being quite successful.
Yeah.
Multiple properties out there now and everything. That's amazing.
Mm.
Yep. That's amazing stuff. Yeah.
Can't give this kid a break. 9-year-old Prince George was bragging about his dad, Prince William, that he was going to be king one day to the kids at school. We've all been there.
If you want me to be nice to this 9-year-old kid bragging about his dad being king, stop talking about it. I mean, honestly, I don't think it sounds good at all. How about this kid take a break? Mm. I mean, seriously.
Go ahead, brag about your parents. You never get the opportunity to do it, and they do things that you're so proud of. Like, they're unsung heroes to you. 1-800-330-9999. Ron, brag about your parents.
Yeah. Okay, so how many people's parents do you guys know, or your own parents, that go to the local casino and they hit the jackpot for $30,000?
Wow.
That's nice.
On the penny machines.
That's nice.
Awesome.
Here's the best part about your parents hitting a big jackpot at the casino in their retired years. You're like, I'm off the hook. when they win 30, 50, 100 grand, you're like, oh, put that aside for your nurse. That means I'm all set.
My mom always says that there's a jackpot in everybody, like a big jackpot. So every time she goes to the casino, I just pray that it's her jackpot time because I know that we'll all benefit from it.
We'll get a piece.
Yeah. I'm going to win Powerball one day, Anna. And then when I do that, we're all going to live in mansions. I'm waiting, Mommy. I'm waiting. Prisha, John, brag about your parents.
My dad's going to be in a movie. He's going to be the lead in a Disney movie. True story.
Wow.
Wait, how did you not tell us about this?
Yup. Oh, yeah. So he's an actor. He's been a professional actor my entire life, and he's made a living at it. He's had some great roles. He's a regular on All My Children, or it's one of the soap operas. I can't
remember. Oh, my gosh.
Serious.
He's been in a lot of stuff is my point. But a couple of years ago, he got this lead. So you guys have seen Night at the Museum?
Yes.
Right. All right. It's the, you know, the movie with Robin Williams. So there's the Hank Azaria character. He's like the Pharaoh, the evil Pharaoh type. His name is Kamun Ra. Yeah. They're making an animated feature called The Return or The Wrath of Kamun Ra. And my dad is going to play Kamun Ra.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to do the voiceover for it.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. How come we're just hearing about this now?
Well, I mean, it only just kind of got a, actually, it doesn't have a release date yet, but it officially got announced by his agency. So now we can talk about it and stuff like that.
I can answer that question. John's trying to get in on a voiceover work with Disney, too, so he can leave us immediately that day.
Yes.
And I would, too.
Yes. That is super, super cool.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. We asked around the office. Said, go ahead, brag about your parents.
My dad carves spoons, and that's sick. My whole house is just all wooden spoons. Like, you know how some people have, like, plastic serving spoons? No.
Nope. They got wooden
That's weird,
spoons.
Huh?
It's cool.
That, I mean, that's wild.
Claire was so excited to tell me about that, too. It was awesome.
Like, my dad didn't pick up a paintbrush until he was 40 years old.
Yeah.
Never painted a day in his life. All of a sudden, one day was bored, picked it up. He is the most incredible artist.
I've seen some of his stuff. It's really beautiful.
Oh, not like painting a house, like artistic painting.
Yeah.
Like his
like oil
work.
Paintings and
yes.
stuff.
It's incredible. And I remember he always discouraged us into going into the arts when we were younger because, you know, he's an Italian immigrant. You make no
you
money,
work hard.
Anna.
Right.
You don't make any money, the artist. You think you be an artist. You think you make money. And it's so funny because my brother and my sister are both naturally gifted artists. Not me. I can't even draw a circle. And we always wondered, like, where did it come from, that talent? He had that talent his whole life. Nobody knew. Our whole houses, all our houses are filled with these gorgeous paintings.
You
it's
see,
incredible.
Every one of these stories is cooler than my dad's going to be king. Every one of them. Stop telling me to be nice to the kid.
Prince George was reportedly bragging at school that his dad was going to be king one day. And even though you're not really supposed to do that, let's be honest. We're all proud of our parents. They accomplished something that we want to brag about. Go ahead, 1-800-330-9999.
I'm bragging about my mom. My mom just turned 90. She served in the Navy, and she raised four children on her own.
Wow. What did she do in the Navy?
She was clerical.
Still
but
cool.
She joined the Navy when she was 19, and that was back in, she was born in 32. So that was in the early 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of women in the armed services at that time, right? I mean, that's after the war effort, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite something.
Pioneer.
Exactly. That was the Korean War.
Like the Forgotten War, right?
Go ahead, Gloria. Brag about your parents.
So my mother was born in 1931, and at 16, she got married. And she was a single mother. She raised 9 children. I'm the youngest. At 52, she adopted 4 children, which is... You know, two siblings, each from the same family. And she raised all 9 of us by herself.
That's a special person right there.
I don't even know how to physically do that. You know, I just think that's such an incredible feat. Like, can you imagine
you
having to raise 9 children? Yes.
Yeah.
Rebecca, brag about your parents.
So my father has run over 40 marathons. He's like a running machine. I just think it's incredible. And he's 68 years old. Like, I don't even understand.
It's wild, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I was just saying he's literally always training. He runs like 6 days a week, and he's done them like all over the world. Like, he's run Paris, and he's run London.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's run Rome. It's just, and like over 20 New York. So it's crazy.
It's great.
That's awesome. Runners, man. I mean, you know, it's an addiction. People that run, they love it. My grandfather-in-law, same thing. He's 80. He just had his knee replaced, and he's still running. It's absolutely asinine to me. I can't believe it. I have no idea how many he's run. But you know what else is funny? Because he's the guy that runs all over town, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the guy that ends up on every news report. So if ever there's a news story going on anywhere around his house, he's the guy that's running by in the background. And so they always chase him down and stop him because he looks crazy. He looks like Forrest Gump. He's got the beard, everything, shirt off, straight out of the 70s, short shorts, all that. And he's in incredible shape for 80. You would never know this guy's 80.
This is your grandfather is the one that wears the toe shoes, right?
Yes, yeah. He wears the toe shoes. He also runs barefoot from time to time. And he gets all his movies from the library. Yes, this is Pop.
Yeah.
He got chased one time by a mountain lion. Like, he's been on TV a bunch of times. And he's and half the time he doesn't even have his shirt on because he's running somewhere. MJ, go ahead. Brag on your mom.
One day she was walking in Brooklyn and she got hit on by John Gotti. The famous John Gotti.
Wait
a
minute. Wait a minute.
No, you can't go out. Everybody knows you can't date John Gotti.
Why?
Because it's going to be great at first, and then the second it goes bad, you're dead.
She just got hit on. I'm not saying she dated him, but I think that's a great accomplishment in life. I don't know about you, but I love a bad boy, and I love my mom, like, loved a bad boy for a second in her head. That's a huge accomplishment.
I guess so.
It's like dancing with the devil right there. It's a little bit dangerous. Feels good. It's nice and warm at first, right? You know, but then after, you burn in flames.
What do the stars say that's going to happen throughout the month of October, the spookiest month of the year? Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. And I love on your webpage, the first thing you write is, I use astrology, one of the world's oldest and most reliable self-improvement tools to help you create a better life and to be more successful. Sign me up for whatever that is.
It's super practical. That's why it's been around for thousands of years.
Well, Ann, tell us what is so exciting about October.
As soon as we hit October, we can feel it. Scorpio's coming. The sun goes into Scorpio the third week of October. That's why October is famous as such a spooky month. Brings us all the deepest, darkest stuff. Usually we want to run away from what goes bump in the night. During October, we want to run towards it and say, tell me about yourself. Let's open the coffin. Let's bring out Dracula and all the other monsters.
For somebody like me that doesn't really understand that, what is Scorpio? What is it like? Why is that so important that Scorpio is coming every weeks?
So basically, Scorpio is the one that comes at the time of year in October when already days are getting shorter. So we're having more nighttime. So it focuses us already on the full moon, the dark nights. But more than that, Scorpio brings us down to this time of the year when the crops are coming in. And what we're going into is more darker times. And so we're actually ready to look at those things that are sort of the darker things in us. And we kind of want to scare ourselves silly. We want to be in that darkness because Scorpio is a sign that's all about the mysteries, whether that's monsters or it's, you know, literally, why are we here on the planet? You know, where do we come from? That kind of thing. Pluto has got such a hard rap in recent years, you know, but Pluto's still a planet in astrology. He's the dark planet who makes you see the gold inside the darkness.
Yeah, Pluto is Batman. I figured the rest of this stuff was really just, you know, they clear the crops and everybody's tired and they worked a lot and it's dark more. So then after that, they hit the fermented cider. I figured that's what it was for me. But I get what you're saying.
It's perfect. You know, it's the time when we actually need to chill and kick back and have some more darkness times, which is being indoors more. And like you said, having that cider and a few tricks or treats, whether that's adult style or family style.
Speaking of adult style, I'm looking over at like the email and the notes that you send me. It says the sun and love planet Venus both head into Scorpio on October 23rd, which is a really sexy vibe for passion. What does that mean?
Here we go. Ann talking about her werewolf boyfriend again. I knew it.
I just can't stay away from it.
I knew it.
Well, it's a shorthand for Scorpio, and Raven, you'll love this. Sexy Scorpio is the little shorthand for it. This is a time to really be thinking about those parts of ourselves. And yes, it might be a little liaison with a vampire or a wolf man.
Wow.
But what does it mean, Venus and the sun right together? Venus is the planet of love and relationships, and it's a planet that wants us to get coupled up. So when it's in Scorpio, it's like, whoa, sky's the limit. Look at all kinds of partners maybe you weren't thinking about before.
Wow. And October 25th, it's a once-a-year thing. The new moon in Scorpio becomes turbocharged. Now, what does that mean you should be doing?
Well, if you haven't gotten your act together with what you're doing on Halloween, do it. If you want a hot date, well, go sign up for that dating app. Get going. And more than that, have fun with this because Venus wants to bring in the pleasure side of it.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Yep.
And a motorcycle ride, bit of black leather will go with all of this, too.
Now we're just getting into Anne's weird fetishes.
She's got all sorts of interests.
All right. You can find Astrologer Ann right on our website, astrologerann.com. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Raven is back from man camping.
It was absolutely fantastic time. Had a great time. An extra night makes a big difference.
Okay, so did you record the guys like you always do?
Yeah, you know, they certainly appreciate it when I put a phone in front of their face when they're in the middle of just hanging out. You know, again, the rules with man camping, really, Anna, start with never ask about man camping. Do not discuss man camping here.
Uh-huh,
but,
right.
you know, basically they understand that this is part of my life and they just have to deal with it. So this year, I instituted a hike. We had to have at least one day required activity. So what do you think that the guys said when I asked them what they thought about the hike?
I would think, if I have to guess, that nobody was on board with this dumb idea. And they were like, no, we're here to eat steak and sit in a circle and laugh and tell, like, boy jokes. And we don't want to go on a hike.
Well, let's see how close you are. This is my buddy Mark.
Not regretting it, but I would have rather have sat back at the campsite and got the food ready, the chicken parm. Hiking to me just kind of feels like work on my vacation on the weekend. So give me something with a motor on it, and then we're good.
Steve, how many heart surgeries have you had?
Just one, quadruple bypass.
Most of your heart is made out of plastic, correct?
Pretty much, and held together with titanium.
And you're actually sweating less than I am right now.
Looks that way.
It was a good hike. Good hike, yeah.
But I think I was accurate. I don't think anybody actually wanted to go on that hike except for you.
You know, one of the guys was like, you know, this is good, but they really enjoyed it when it was going downhill.
Well, uphill is hard.
Yeah, uphill is hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you've already been stuffing your face with a lot of food early in the day, and you're doing some day drinking, too. I asked my friends all what's in the woods, what they think in the woods.
Oh, I think they probably thought, like, something having to do with demons and aliens and, like, a couple bears, maybe?
Here's my buddy Chris.
Bears. Other animals. We had a little mouse that we were trying to feed throughout the weekend. He likes cookies.
It's true. We actually had a big running joke about the mouse and his family that we were putting them through school because we were just putting them through the winter there, like making sure they were all taken care of. We fed these mice so much food. And then the guys wanted to feed the mice beer.
That's not a good idea.
That's what I said. I said, this is not good. Let's be responsible to the wildlife out here. But I tell you, we did get more nature sounds than we've had in a while.
Oh.
Like, there was a couple times the first couple nights that I, like, sat up in the tent and was like, what was that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Do you think it's because you were bribing the bears with beers and cookies?
Nobody else in the group would respond. You know, you expect them to stand up at that moment and be like, no, we're good. We're good. Nobody else said anything. So, like, everybody's asleep. So I'm thinking, like, they're going to come and get me.
Okay.
There was definitely some, like, raccoon action out there. But, you know, it keeps it interesting. That's for sure. Craziest thing to happen over the weekend. What would you suspect happens amongst our group?
Oh, my gosh. Raven is very famous for setting fires, so I'm gonna knock on wood that this is not the answer, but I'm gonna guess somebody lit something on fire that was terrible.
Jim, what happened to your finger?
The knife that Bill brought, I was cooking, it fell off the table that I was cutting potatoes on, and I went to go grab it, filleted my finger.
Oh!
I mean, that's a nice bandage that you got there.
It looked like a flank steak when it happened. This probably requires medical attention. But this is man camping, and we don't do that here.
What's first on the list for next trip that we forgot this time?
Electric tea kettle to boil the water for coffee.
I mean, I was thinking first aid kit.
First aid kit.
It's a real thing.
At least it wasn't a fire.
Real chunk out of it. By the way, Jim, when he got home, texted me that he had a first aid kit in his truck. He just didn't know.
Oh.
I wrapped it up with paper towels and duct tape. And I've got a photo of that for you if you'd like to see it.
I would say let's put that up on our Instagram, but I don't know if we want to put that up on our Instagram.
It's pretty serious, though.
Anna and Raven's Toddler Theater.
If you have toddlers in your life, you know that they talk a lot. The problem is, sometimes you don't necessarily understand what they're saying. So we've taken some of our favorite toddlers and we've put them, well, to the acting test. They're going to act out scenes from very famous movies. Can you correctly identify which movie it is? Starring in this first scene, we have my daughter, Dakota, who's 3 years old, Grace, our boss's daughter, and Dakota's friend, Jack, who's 4.
Okay, let's see.
Hey, Danny. I'm just playing stupid. That's my wife, boss. My foot's my hoy. Watch out, Dunny. Here we come. We are going to get you. My foot's run.
Don't
believe it, and I told you. I can run like the wind blows. But they are. I will go somewhere. I want it.
Oh, that's
too easy.
It's an easy one.
That's too easy for me. That's Forrest Gump, obviously. And I mean, it starts with getting on the bus and then walking down the path. And when he starts running and the frames come off of his legs and all that stuff, the braces come off.
Yeah.
And then it continues on. And then there's a piece of the scene when he's on the bench.
I'm glad
you might not believe it by looking at me, but I can run like the wind blows.
Tell me, are you proud or just plain stupid?
No, just run away, Forrest.
Run. Forrest, run away! Hurry!
Yeah, Johnny, here we go!
It's so mean. Yeah. That scene is so mean, but then here's my favorite part of the end, hon.
But I could run like the wind blows.
That's right.
From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
I like when Jack does it. Listen to Jack do it.
But that day on, I was going somewhere. I want it.
It's cute.
Yes. Yeah, well done.
That was an easy one, but let's make it a little bit harder.
All right, what else do you have here?
Famous scene. This is starring Dakota, that's my baby girl, and mm-hmm. Grace.
Homeschool, that's her actual name. Thanks. You like really pretty. Thank you. Angry? What? You think you're real pretty? Oh, I don't know.
That's a tough one. You got to be a deep fan to know that one, but I know lots of people that do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have that one.
If I play the real clip, I still wonder if you'll know it. Ready?
Play it.
Homeschooled. That's really interesting.
Thanks.
You're like really pretty.
Thank you.
So you agree?
What?
You think you're really pretty?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Mean Girls.
It is Mean Girls, and that's because we purposely left out the one, the telltale sign, this one.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Mm.
But this is my favorite line.
Homeschooled. That's really interesting.
But listen to the way Grace says it, which is much cuter.
Homeschooled, that's her actual name.
Toddler theater. I think these kids got a real future ahead of themselves.
Yeah, we just get them a dialect coach, and we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Dan and Taylor. Taylor, let's start with you. What's going on?
So basically I pulled out some fall decorations and holiday decorations a little early. And I guess people didn't like seeing it, or I'm not really sure. But unfortunately, all the decorations that I put out were all stolen the other night. Dan is really upset with me, and I don't really know what to do about it. Do you want to take it from there?
Dan, why would you be upset at Taylor?
Well, I mean, initially, you know, I'm mad that someone would even do something like that. You know, we're trying to spread some, like, holiday cheer and some like, seasonal cheer, and people are just going to come, like, take our stuff off our front porch, off our lawn. I was mainly just mad because I feel like this could be really wrapped up quickly if we just got the police involved. I know who did it. You know, they'd be able to take care of it quick.
Who did it?
I'm like 90% sure it's this kid that lives like three doors down from us. I was looking through the cameras on our front door, and I see this kid and his friends. He's got, you know, hoodies pulled up over his head, but he's got this freaking walk. This kid, he like walks, you know those people that walk on their toes?
I guess.
You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, either way. I mean, if you recognize the way that he walks, you think you recognize that. Kind of hard to prove,
yeah,
though. Of course, if you say to somebody, that's your kid, you know what they're going to say. They're going to say, no, it's not. Of course
no,
they're going to say.
No, it's not. Exactly.
But what if the walk is so distinct that the dad is like, that is my kid?
Yeah, but a walk is not prosecutable. I mean, that's the thing is that the cops can't say, oh, it's definitely you. You know, based on a walk, unless he's got like a broken leg or something like that, that cannot be faked or cannot be, you know, otherwise done. And so what do you want to do? You want to call the cops, and obviously you don't think this is a good idea, Taylor?
Not at all. I just think that's an extra level of it just feels extra, in my opinion. I just don't think it's necessary. They're probably just playing a little prank. They're kids. Like, getting the cops involved with children just does not feel necessary to me. I mean, all they really stole was just some corn husks and some cheap decorations. It's not like it's breaking the bank. It's not like they stole our car, broke into our actual house. I just think, you know, like, kids will be kids, and to get the cops involved and to tell them that it's the kid who walks a certain way from a few doors down just feels absolutely ridiculous to me.
Well, the guy walks on his toes. If he walks on his toes, and in the video you can see he's walking on his toes. Like I mean,
if they can't do anything about it, then I probably wouldn't get somebody involved. On the other hand, pumpkins are real expensive nowadays for nice pumpkins. I'd definitely be mad. And if I saw my corn husks over at this other house, I'm knocking on the door.
I'm working so hard on my Halloween decorations right now. And in the back of my mind, all I keep thinking is I'm going to be so upset if someone steals this stuff from my yard.
Right? Right? Yeah. I mean, like, it's a real fear. I get that. So, I mean, maybe they agree with you, Dan, that something needs to be done. You have to escalate this. You should be talking to the authorities, or at least, you know, take a walk over and knock on the neighbor's door and say, hey, I know your kid did this.
Look, he's right here walking on his toes. But Taylor, I get your side, too. Like, what are you going to say? Like, your son stole my corn husk? It seems like you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Mm.
I don't know. Let's see what the audience says.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Taylor put out all her fall decorations. She's got the pumpkins, she's got the corn husks and all that. She put it out early, she was excited, and then she went outside and realized somebody had stolen it.
Yeah.
Pulled up the video cameras, sure enough. Well, they're relatively certain it's the neighborhood kids.
Daniel is angry about this. He says, I recognize the way this kid walks. We should bang on the door of his parents or call the police to just get this thing handled. But Taylor says, it's really no big deal.
Taylor really thinks, you know what? What are we going to do? Make a big deal out of nothing and accuse the kid because he walks funny and that's the way the guy in the video was walking? What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Zarika, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on her side. Like she said, kids will be kids. It doesn't make a big deal to get the cops involved, and it's just a few decorations. It's nothing expensive, like she said.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court. Taylor was so excited about the fall season and Halloween being here that she put out all the decorations. And you can imagine how upset she was when she woke up and she realized, well, they had been stolen.
Dan has his suspicions about who actually committed the crime. When they looked at the Ring camera, he says, I recognize the neighbor's kid's walk. He wants to call the police, but Taylor says, come on, that's a big deal. These are just cheap things. Let's not get crazy.
Dan says the guy walks on his toes. You can tell it's him. The kid's walking on his toes. But would you confront the parents and call the police, or would you just let it go? 1-800-330-9999. Carolyn, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I think he should just, when he has an opportunity, he sees the kid, he should just tell the kid that he has him on camera and don't ever touch anything on his property again.
So confront the kid, but don't call the police?
And don't speak to the parents.
No, don't call the police. They're not going to do nothing about it.
Well, I mean, that's true. Dorian, whose side are you on?
I am actually on the husband's side. And not that they should say who they think did it or anything like that, because that's pointless. But I would let the kid know that the cops have been called. It isn't just a childish prank. It's stupid. And even though it's not robbing their car or breaking into the house, it's not a good idea. They need to know it's not acceptable. If it was my kid, I would want the cops called. I wouldn't want them arrested or talked to. But I'd want them to get a little bit of the fear of God in them.
Hi, Donna. Whose side are you on today?
I am on the husband's side 100%. I mean, it's not, they didn't steal like anything really valuable, but it's going to eventually, as they get older, they're going to start getting worse and worse. They have to be told that they can't just do have people's property.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, do something, there's consequences.
They just can't. I mean, last week I had two little kids, about 9. They kicked my door just to be like joking around. They actually dented my door. They kicked it really hard. I followed them home and talked to their parents. Don't think twice about doing that again. I mean, you got to give them consequences because they're going to grow up to think they can do whatever they want.
It's true, because if you didn't do that, they would have done it again. And now they're scared and they won't do it again. At least not to you.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dan, our audience agreed with you. I mean, you have the proof. You just got to show the dad and show the police and point in that direction, and then it's out of your hands. It'll make you feel better too. It's not right.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just glad that other people feel the way I do. I mean, it's like definitive proof that it's this neighbor's kid. And when I was a kid, I was responsible for my actions.
Well, I wasn't, but I feel like, you know, yeah, I feel like you're not getting the decorations back.
Well, they're smashed somewhere. They're not like, he didn't go sell them on the black pumpkin market. That's not a real thing, but like, he's definitely smashed in the woods somewhere.
Taylor, what are you going to do? You just going to stay inside until Christmas?
No, of course I'm not. I will continue to put on my decorations, you know, with the support of the public. We're going to
move on with her life.
The neighbors. but I mean, hopefully it'll get better and they won't resent us more.
Oh, they will.
Oh, they will. I really hope not.
Oh, they're definitely going to resent you. Or not. Or maybe, like, they'll recognize the way he walks and they'll be like, you're right, that is my son.
We'll send him away to another school in the middle of nowhere to reform his behavior.
I mean, you went from not wanting to do anything about it to now I'm being shipped off to boarding school.
Right.
I don't want that. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, sure. Okay, everybody remembers what you said.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $400. All right, Clarice, you ready to play? Take Raven down, win some money?
I am.
Okay, can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck.
All right, so here's how it works, Clarice. Raven's out of here. We're in a soundproof studio. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Trevor Noah is leaving Comedy Central's The Daily Show after 7 years. He's rumored to be dating what pop star with hits like Don't Start Now and New Rules?
Dua Lipa.
Number 2, Ariana Grande was seen for the first time on the set of Wicked in London. She's playing the Good Witch. What's the Good Witch's name?
Glinda.
Number 3, Hocus Pocus 2 was out, and that's what tons of people were watching this past weekend on Disney+. The sequel, 30 years in the making. What color is the flame that brings back the Sanderson sisters?
Green.
Number 4, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell dressed up as Cinderella and Prince Charming for the granddaughter's 4th birthday. What are Cinderella's shoes made of?
Glass.
And number 5, Lizzo was invited to perform at 4th President James Madison's home after the Library of Congress lent her his 200-year-old flute to play at her concert. What was the flute made of?
Crystal?
Let me bring Raven back in. Okay.
All right.
Yo.
Not bad. 4 out of 5 for Clarice.
All right. Let's see how I do here. $400 on the line.
Number 1, Trevor Noah is leaving Comedy Central's The Daily Show after 7 years. He's rumored to be dating with pop star with hits like Don't Start Now and New Rules.
I can't believe it. Dua Lipa.
That is correct. Number 2, Ariana Grande was seen for the first time on the set of Wicked in London. She's playing the Good Witch. What's the Good Witch's name?
It's Glinda, right?
Yes. Number 3, Hocus Pocus 2 was out, and that's what tons of people were watching this past weekend on Disney+. It's the sequel, 30 years in the making.
Mm.
What color is the flame that brings back the Sanderson sisters?
The flame, huh? I just take a shot. It's gonna be spooky. So is it green?
No, it's black.
I was going to go purple.
Still would have been wrong. Right, so. All mad.
Wouldn't
no
have done
reason.
Me any good. So.
Number, let's see, where are we on? 4. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell dressed up as Cinderella and Prince Charming for their granddaughter's 4th birthday.
Okay.
What are Cinderella's shoes made of?
Made of glass.
That is correct. You need this last one to tie Clarice, otherwise she is $400 richer. Lizzo was invited to perform at 4th President James Madison's home after the Library of Congress lent her his 200-year-old flute to play at her concert.
Mm.
What was the flute made out of?
It's made out of crystal.
That's right.
Sorry, Clarice.
I'm sorry, Clarice.
That's
you guys
okay.
Tied at 4. Also, I had to Google what was the difference between crystal and glass. Anywhere from 2 to 30% of minerals.
Oh.
Fascinating.
I know. We've learned a lot. All right, Clarice, you're going to get an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Clarice, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $500 tomorrow, Anna.